Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out! The 2013 Red Sox are the world champions, and Boston strong! Bedlam at Fenway Park as the Red Sox clinch the World Series at Fenway for the first time in 95 years!
That was the call on WEEI as Red Sox closer Koji Uehara struck out St. Louis Cardinals second baseman Matt Carpenter to clinch the Red Sox third World Series victory in a decade. It was a defining moment of 2013, at least for Boston sports fans. And WBUR's Karen Given was there covering the World Series for us and Only a Game. Hi, Karen. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Karen, the 2011 Red Sox are best remembered for their late-season collapse. The 2012 Red Sox were the worst in the American League East. Remind us, Karen, how little was expected of this last year's team.
Well, I would say very little. It was clear from the beginning that the fans didn't expect much. That sellout record, which was highly questionable in the first place, was finally broken in April at 820 games. There were empty seats all through September. But, you know, the experts kind of knew something was up. ESPN's Tim Kirkshim, we talked to him after spring training, and he said, you know, I hate to say it, but this Red Sox team looks a little different. They're looking good. And catcher Jared Saltalamacchia said after they won the World Series that he wasn't surprised at all.
I mean, when we came into spring training, we just gelled together so well. And, you know, a group of guys, we had one goal. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, guys, let's get together and play good ball. I mean, we were talking World Series from the get-go. And, you know, I think that's what you have to do.
So the team came out of spring training with a new manager, John Farrell, and a new will to win, apparently. Then the team became a symbol of resolve for the city in the aftermath of the April 15th Boston Marathon attacks. How did the bombings affect the team identity for the rest of the season, Karen?
Well, you know, I was at that first game back in Fenway Park after the marathon when the players wore Boston on their shirts instead of Red Sox. And David Ortiz stood on the field and said, "This is our bleepin' city," which the fans went wild and my phone went crazy as everyone was texting me to say, did he really say that? You know, Neil Diamond came on the field and sang Sweet Caroline. It was a really amazing game. And after game six of the World Series, all the players said that that really impacted them through the year. Here's catcher David Ross.
I think the city loves us. We love this city. I think it's special. Boston strong. I mean, we've come a long way since that marathon, haven't we?
So the Red Sox used that Boston strong theme for the rest of the season. There were all sorts of ceremonies at every game. Victims, first responders, police officers, doctors, nurses, all were honored. Some really wondered if the Red Sox were taking advantage of a tragedy, but it was clear that the players were drawing inspiration and felt that they were playing for a city that really needed them.
The season began, Karen, with very few household names on the roster. David Ortiz, of course, one of the big exceptions. But by the end of October, six members of the Sox were free agents, including now some very familiar names. Jacoby Ellsbury, of course, who's been with us for a while. Mike Napoli, Stephen Drew, Jared Saltalamacchia. How different is this team going to look next year?
I think it's going to look relatively different. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury, as we all know, went to the dreaded Yankees.
Boo!
Jared Saltalamacchia went to the Miami Marlins for a contract that he really couldn't have gotten here in Boston. Mike Napoli is coming back, so that's great. We're going to get his big bat and his beard. Stephen Drew is really still the wild card. The team says they want him, and he, you know, sort of wants to come back to the team, but he hasn't signed yet. But we have to remember that the Red Sox have a very good farm system, and they are ready for this sort of thing. Xander Bogaerts, of course, made such an impact in the playoffs. He will be back next year, and Jackie Bradley Jr. will be sort of replacing Ellsbury, in quotes. He's not really ready to replace him fully, but he was up for a little while last year and
didn't do great either.
No, but that's expected. You know, you come up from the minor leagues for a little while to get some experience, and then you go back to get even more experience.
All right. Since you talked about Beards and Mike Napoli, let me ask you, how did the Red Sox end up with so much facial hair last year? And do you think that the hair will be back in the spring?
I hope not. But let's talk about that. So it started with Johnny Gomes, and it sort of spread to Mike Napoli and to David Ross. Mike Napoli says his beard is coming back, so we can expect that he's not going to do a major shave. David Ross has already shared pictures of his new scruff. So he said the beard was too much maintenance. You know, as we all know, David Ortiz and Shane Victorino shaved for charity. So they are clean shaven at the moment. But you never know. They could come back and we could all go through another season of beard pulling.
Well, if the beards make it work for them and maybe bring the World Series trophy back to Boston next season, then bring them on again.
Absolutely.
Karen Given covers sports for WBUR and our national sports program, Only a Game. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.